Hello.
Hello, is this Steve?
Yep, Steve speaking. Virginia, how are you doing today?
Good, how are you? You are a New Yorker, I hear.
Yep, I am in New York. How are you doing today? I missed that out.
Good. I was born and raised in New York.
Oh,
Good to
sounds great.
speak to you.
Likewise,
Okay,
likewise.
you have the April 25th latest edition in editing in front of you?
Yep, absolutely. I have the latest draft in front of me. So Ella was updating
Okay.
me about that you wanted to speak regarding some revisions and changes. I'd be more than happy to hear.
Okay, I have a question also. Have you ever read the book yet? Have you ever read this,
I
the whole
personally
book?
haven't. I personally haven't read the book, to be very honest, because I lead the editing team. So I have my team assigned who's working on this project directly. So I just wanted to give a call from my end so that I can guide the team further better. So that is the reason I personally wanted to give you a call.
Okay. Oh, I appreciate that. But first of all, it is not the words. I believe where I mean you can review it also, but from my author's standpoint, I believe we've done enough of the editing regarding the words.
Okay.
It's more the first of all, so you know, many years ago I worked for Random House Publishing. So my background is really regarding the cosmetics of what the cosmetic changes that I feel are necessary. So if you open it and you see Mind Over Matter, the first page,
Yep, I have it.
correct? Okay. Now, have you seen the cover that Raphael made for the book?
Yep, I have it.
Okay, so now I think this first page, Mind Over Matter, ALZ Caregivers, Let Us Walk the Walk, the actual in the book, I think, and I would love your opinion on it, but I think it's the words should, the format and the font style should complement the cover that Raphael designed. It seems to be just very straightforward. What do you think?
Yep. I would second that with you. The first page that you were discussing about, that seems a pretty bit simple. I got your point. So we can have that aligned so that it can give a complement to that cover.
Don't you think? Okay.
Yep,
I mean,
absolutely.
this is my first book. It's only from my experience. In New York City, I worked at NBC in their and also then, like I told you, at Random House Publishing. So I have that entertainment kind of background. Now, on the next page, table of contents. I don't know why. Okay, there seems to be throughout the whole book. And I'm going to make an assumption because we were still in the draft mode,
Yep.
because Ella's team has been really excellent. So if you see in the table of contents, the word dedication, the background, you know, how you can highlight in yellow. So throughout the book, a lot of that, a lot of the words still have that, I guess it's to bring attention to the word, but I think as we're moving forward with almost the finalizing of the book, I think these are the cosmetic things that I think need to be cleaned up.
Yep, absolutely. So just let me guide you a bit and let me just give you a guideline how we work on this. So this, for example, how we work is we at first, we work on the content only so that we can maintain the quality. We work on the cosmetic changes and the formatting part in the second phase. So how we work is we keep on sending these drafts to to the project managers or the account managers, and then they forward that to you. So once you approve those drafts, the project manager then assign us the task and they guide us how the client wants the work. So once we have all your content ready, then we move to the second phase where we work on the cosmetic changes and the formatting. Because if we work on this side by side along with the content, that might jumble up the things. So what we're trying to do is we target one thing, we make that to perfection, and then we target the second thing. So all these cosmetic changes, you're absolutely right. So those, everything will be sorted out from our end.
Okay, then on the table of contents, the last one says heart to heart. Now, the office overview, which is the last page, my overview, that was never added to the table of contents.
Okay, we will have that change. We'll have that added.
You're the editor. You're the senior editor. So these are just, my little. Yep. It's from my experiences. Now let's go to the dedication page.
Yep, I'm here.
Okay. So now I am a believer. As you will note, if you really start reading the whole book, I never wrote a book in my life.
and this is your
never,
first project?
Yes.
Oh,
and I have
great.
A follow. I have a follow-up in my mind already. So when I read the words that are on these pages, I truly believe that God directed me to these words because I don't know where they came from. But, okay, back to this page. Okay, you see, God and his spiritual emissaries, St. Michael, Gabriel, Raphael, they are my co-authors. That is in, if I believe, is that purple and the rest is in black?
Yep, the color is in purple and black, yes.
So in your professional opinion, is it in purple because it's of the spiritual contents, or?
No, that's not the concern. They might have highlighted it for their own concern, but this is something that would fall in the second phase as well, what I am saying as the cosmetic changes. But I completely understand where you're coming from. So what I'm going to tell my team is that along with making the draft as well, I would guide them to just work on the minor cosmetic stuff, for example, like the text color and everything, so that it doesn't create much of a confusion for you and us as well. So I will guide them regarding this to have these things sorted out properly.
Yeah, so then whatever we're going to see now will be a clean copy.
Okay, absolutely. I will guide them. I will guide them to just focus on these minute details and have them sorted out. Just a heads up that we are going to be working on the minute cosmetic changes right now, but the main changes will be catered in the next phase. So you surely will be getting a clean copy right now, which means that you won't be getting these mixed up colors. But when you come to the final editing and the formatting, that is something that we're going to cover in the second phase. But I assure you that the next draft that you get, you'll be satisfied with that.
Okay. Now, the next page, it has my picture. It says, I am Maria Virginia, caregiver to my husband. So now, moving, when we go through this whole, all these pages, there's a lot of the yellow. So that will all be cleaned up too, correct?
Yes,
see the word in.
Yep.
Okay.
Will be cleaned up.
And then that picture, this little light of mine, that when I wrote it, it does belong on that page. On, the page where it has my picture. Because it says the caregivers are in the light, is our beacon of hope through the darkness of this imaginable journey. And then I believe in namaste very, very, very much. So that's when it says, this little light of mine. So originally when I started doing the book, that picture and that little thing was on the page above. Included on the bottom of that page.
Okay, so do you want this to be on the bottom of the same page where you're guiding that I am Maria Virginia,
yes,
caregiver? So you want that at the bottom,
yes,
right?
Yeah, because I think it goes hand in hand with the beacon of hope. I believe, yes, that was my intent.
Okay, so we have that aligned at the bottom of the page along with that picture as well. And the next picture that you have on the next page, you would want that to be aligned along with your picture, or that's fine on the next page?
No, that's fine the way it is. But then again, we're gonna remove all the yellow that's there. Correct.
Okay. Yep. We'll have that sorted.
Okay. Now, there are many. I mean, if you read it as the editor, if you feel there are some words or sentences, you know, that's your expertise. Okay. Go to the author's brain assessment page.
Okay. Just give me 1 second. Yep, I am here.
Okay. So now I am a old school English grammar. I worked in Board of Education in New York also. Now you see, it says ability to truly feel. Now feel is in the lowercase. But if you go down to ability to touch, ability to comprehend, those keywords are uppercase.
Yep, I do notice this.
So I think there needs to be consistency, you know, ability to feel. Either we're going to do all uppercase or all lowercase.
Yep, I'll have this taken care of. Just as I explained that the team at first works on the content only, but I do understand that when you're reviewing the draft, these little things might mess up the reading experience as well. So what I'm going to do is I am going to tell my team that along with working on the draft, I will guide them to have these minute details taken care of so that we don't miss it out at the end. So I'll surely have these details noted. And not just on this page, I'll have them review it on the later pages as well.
Right. And it is just the way, it's my professional background. In the positions I had, your I's had to be dotted and your T's had to be crossed. Okay. So then, yeah, it's true. That's how it was. You know, everything was hard, you know.
Absolutely.
Okay. So then there's that next one. Then comes the time. For me, it has a train on it.
Yep, I see that.
Okay, so now to me, the picture should be a little bigger because you can't really see the picture. All you see is the tracks of the train.
Okay, so we'll have this picture realigned?
Yes, please.
Perfect. I'll have this realigned and also improve the more the contracts as well. I'll have this taken care of.
Okay, hold on a second. Okay. So, like I said, it's not really the words, but as the lead editor, I would love you to look at it all. But there's just more of the things are the pictures also. Just let me get to the pages. Okay. Now here. I see I couldn't, when I printed the page numbers, they didn't come out right. They came out like with a hieroglyphic, so unfortunately I'm not able to. Okay, if we go down to, okay, there's the neurology. Go to the neurology story, specialist journey.
Sure. Just give me 1 second. Let me navigate over there.
Okay.
All right, I'm here.
Okay, so you see how it says the first neurologist, and it's underscored, correct?
Yep.
Okay. So that's where the consistency throughout, where there is a let's see, where there's a specific notation like third neurologist, COVID's impact, they're all underlined right now. But now go down to the next page, it says first psychiatrist.
Yes, I see that.
It's in green.
Yes, absolutely. So right now what's going on is, let me help you understand this as well, as I mentioned earlier. So at first phase, the writers only send you the content. So what from your end, what you need to do is you just need to review these texts and see if those are correct. The writers only mark these things for their own ease to understand how, where they have to make changes later down the road. So these things, they are considered under formatting and contrast. So when we move towards the next phase, we're going to be aligning all the texts. We're going to be aligning, resizing the text as well. We're going to be adjusting all these alignments. But for you, what I'm going to do is I am going to tell the team to have these minute details taken care of from the start. For example, the color scheme, the underlining and everything, so that it makes the reader experience a bit pleasurable as well. So I'll absolutely have all these color issues taken care of.
Yeah, because on the few pages down, it says September, October 9, 2022. So there again, the consistency was not done with the underlining. So I think all the dates of specific specific changes that I was speaking about that impacted me, I believe that's where we need the consistency. So if we go down, It says authors, another reflective of observation. That's also in green. And and so are all the rest of the words. I believe way down deep, this is my personal journey with this diagnosis and my husband. So those words are in green also. So I'm just assuming, after speaking to you, so these are going to be cosmetic changes.
Yes, absolutely. These are cosmetic changes, as I explained, that are going to be covered in the second phase. But I will guide my team to at least have these minute details worked on so that it can make your experience more pleasurable while you're reading the first draft. So I will have these minute details taken care of. But the major ones, they will be covered in the next phase once we are done with all the content.
Okay, and in that same one, authors and other reflective observation. Down there, there is, you don't know what it feels like until you walk a mile in my shoes or live a day in my life. Now, that was done by that particular author. And her name is, that whole little piece is not too legible. You see it?
Yep, I see it.
Yeah, I can't pronounce her name. So she's not given the same attention as We All Walk in Different Shoes by Kenneth Cole.
Yep.
And she is equally,
I see that.
Yeah, so she's equally important. Okay, now go down to the next page. You see the picture? Step in my shoes. Okay. So that, if you think about, if it's going to be in a book, if I'm looking at it, the words are not legible. I think that also needs to be made more bigger, or not huge, but more
resizing
in...
Just resizing it.
Exactly. Yeah, because that same... That same picture with that text, which is really pertinent to the story as a caregiver, to all the other caregivers that will be reading this. Let me go down there. There's the pictures, a lot of the pictures. Hold on. So we're going
basically, that would be with all the pictures. I got your context. So basically, the rest of the pictures as well. They just need to be more resized according to the page so that it's more readable as well and looks more professional.
Exactly. Yeah, that's basically, you're absolutely right. And there's that one, okay. There's one about the tree of life. That also, that tree is very symbolic to the words that follow the tree. How, I don't know if you ever had anyone that had dementia.
Yep, absolutely. I do have one. It's one of my
okay.
best friends.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes.
How old is he or she?
She's around like 30.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, so then you're going to understand. I would love you to read it. I really would. Because then the tree of life, let me get to that page. Because then I think you'll really understand. What happens is, it says here, there's a page where there's some very sorry, it was like, we're married 60 years. So there's a page, it's called Major Sorrowful Awareness Changes. And that also, you'll see, needs to be on September the 9th was our 60th wedding anniversary. He didn't remember it. And on September 20th, it was my 80th birthday. Our family and friends came over. And Steve, he sang happy birthday. He looked at me, but he didn't know who he was singing to. So based on these sorrowful awareness, you know, what I came to understand is caregivers' continuing sorrows are always encircling our new circle of life every second of every day. It's in the book. It comes with so many levels of emotions, seeing our loved ones withering away, tears, loneliness, sadness, fears, unexpectancies, and so many more than this. These sorrowful happenings bring forth this enlightenment to me about the tree of life. So when you come, you'll see the tree is too tiny. With each ALZ progression, beliefs on our loved one's tree of life wither away and fall from her branches. Soon the tree of life of our loved ones become barren, just like the life of our loved ones. In my faithful opinion, the tree of life becomes alive and more fruitful once again when our loved ones are escorted back to their original home, heaven. So when you look at this now, the tree is too tiny.
Absolutely. While you were reading this, I was actually touched by all of these, the same paragraph, and I understand your emotion behind this tree as well. I personally, just my suggestion would be that I'm going to at least enlarge the tree a bit, that it at least covers like half of the page. That's what my personal suggestion to you would be. So shall we go ahead with that option? Shall I enlarge it to that point? Because that holds the importance.
Yes, because you understand the relevance of it. And it's true. As you know. And the next one, The Beautiful Mind, it is beautiful. And when we do print it, I would like it definitely in color.
Sure, I will have this noted down.
Oh, now the next page. See, that's so important. Every time, no matter how many times I have edited this, okay. The next page, you see the word, The Beautiful Mind, with her array of personalities? Do you see that?
Yes, I see that.
So now, I don't understand why there are so many spaces between the words. Do you?
It's just because of the formatting. It's because of the formatting that is done. That's just like I explained, that this is something that we cover in the second phase. So at first phase, we only focus on the content, but as I mentioned that I'm going to tell my team as well to go by hand and at least fix these minute things so that it doesn't changes the dimension of the book. So I will have these minute changes taken care of as well so that you at least have a pleasurable experience while you're reviewing the draft.
Yeah, but and then when it says the next page is through the eyes of a stranger. You see that picture?
Yep, I see that.
Okay. Again, it needs to be, like you said, reformatted. Because to me, when I really hope you read this book, to me, that I chose that picture because it's like my husband just looking out into the world and not even knowing what he's seeing and just hoping that he finds some peace, whatever peace looks like for him, you know.
Being honest, I'm sorry to interject. I truly am touched, and this is a book that I really am inclined to read. I'm being very honest. I surely will be looking forward to this book.
And the next one, we all need a happy place. I believe in feng shui. I am a believer in all the Asian or all these spiritual balancing techniques. I practice them.
Oh.
So I believe that picture, again, like you just said, we need to see the words better on like peace and strength. So they need to be enlarged also. I believe in the chakra, the aligning, that our body has energies. It says it in the book too, that I am a firm believer of it all. And then the last, everything, I think the words are fine, but I would love your opinion if you think some words need to be changed. I don't know. Oh, and another thing, Steve, you know what happened?
Yep.
Okay, I had paper in my printer. And not realizing the standard, you know, printing paper, the white.
Yes.
So what happened? I didn't have enough. So I had some of the, you know, it's like a heavier grade paper. And Steve, it was in like a not a beige, but in a different color, in that beigey family. And you know what, Steve? Oh, my God. The words that printed on these different, on this, these pages are very outstanding. So I don't think I would like white in the book. The pages, I don't think I would like white.
Okay, so that is something that we are going to cater towards the end of our project, where we're going to be deciding what pages to go for and what sort of book format to go for. So that is something that we're going to be covering at the end of the book. Right now, we're just taking baby steps. So once we reach that point, we're going to have all these covers and size and everything taken care of. So we will have this color scheme sorted out as well for you.
Did you see the cover of the book that, can't think of his name, the illustrator.
I do see the cover. I have that in front of me.
Yeah, see, you know what's unbelievable? I met with him also on the phone.
I
have to think of his name. Oh, my God, such a shame.
Would that
and,
be Rafael?
Pardon me?
Would that be Rafael?
The name of the illustrator was Raphael.
Yep.
Okay. So you would think Raphael had been in this house when he selected that sunflower.
Yep.
Because my whole house is full of sunflowers.
Oh, that is unique. That is great. And I am sure that you would be loving this cover.
Yes. The cover is done. And he's working on the back of it. I did send some things, but I'm glad we spoke because your friend is unfortunately in the same diagnosis, so then you know the relevance of the words.
Absolutely. I understand where you're coming from and every point that you stated, and also the lines that you were reading out, I wasn't touched by that. So I completely understand how important this book is for you. And also, since this is your first project, I will be working very closely with my team to make sure that this is as good as you expect.
And I have the next book ready to go. Not yet, but I have the title.
Yep. Sounds great. I am wishing you all the very best for this project as well. And I am going to be working with Ella as well on this to make this a success for you.
Oh, and thank you for your time on a Friday evening.
Absolutely.
In New York. Well, absolutely. God bless you. And
God bless you as
thank
well.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you so very much. Is there anything else that you would like to add?
No. It was just that by printing this on this different paper that's not white, it was like a beige. I realized the lettering, because when you do the book for me, and it's like I told Ella and Raphael, think of it if you were going to buy the book. That's how Raphael came to that particular, and like I said, he didn't know. So my thing is, I rely on your team and Ella and Raphael to think of it. If you were going to buy the book, what would appeal to you?
Absolutely.
I
personally will be working on this the same way as if I am the client, I am the buyer for this as well. So I will have all these changes catered, and also regarding the cover, it indeed is mesmerizing.
And as a caregiver, I really want you to read it, and I would love your opinion from one caregiver to another of someone that we love very dearly has been unfortunately given this diagnosis.
Absolutely. I am going to be reading this book as well, and also I'm going to be giving you my personal feedback as well. So you surely
will
be hearing from me.
Okay. You have a good weekend. Thank you, Steve. Thank you very much.
Have a great day.
Okay.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay.